This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know the drill. Not hard, right? I want you to get involved in the conversation. I want you to be involved. I want you to be engaged. I really do. I want you to be part of the solution. I don't want you to be part of the problem. And you can't be part of the solution if you're not listening. And don't just listen to the echo chamber. You know how I am. If all you're doing is listening to the echo chamber, you know better than they are. You know better than the ones that we rail on a regular basis. So let's not do that. Get informed, get engaged, and then, frankly, go out and fight. You got to have the tools you need. And if you're a victim of your last conversation, the last tweet, the last Facebook post you read, that ain't good. It's just not good for you. Not good for me either. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. And head over to the website, right? Give me your email address. Give me whatever it is you got going on. We really should be supporting each other. We really should be helping each other. Anyway, let me just get to it, because, you know, this stuff, if I let it stay bottled in, it's going to explode all over the place. You know what I mean? So it seems like that every conversation we hear now, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, DEFG, all of these, nobody, if you notice for days, nobody was talking about Biden. Nobody was talking about Biden's son. Nobody was talking about what he was doing. You know, because, you know, it's the golden calf, I guess. I don't know. You can't speak ill of a Democrat. Remember, anytime you said anything about Obama, anytime you said anything about Clinton or Billy Bob or any of those people, you just got verbally abused. Because we're down to it again, right? All Republicans bad, all Democrats good. Not cool. Not right. And you know it's not. So, tonight, on, what's her name? Martha McCallum. She had one of Joe Biden's advisors on there. And she was talking about what went on with Hunter, and actually, I shouldn't say that. She was responding to questions that were asked of her about Joe and Hunter. The problem is, she didn't answer any of them. That was Simon Sanders. She's the Biden advisor. And no comment. Now, Biden himself, you know, Biden Jr., Hunter, said that, look, yeah, I made some mistakes. I'm human. But she didn't think he made any mistakes. They cover for them no matter what. They could be standing over the body with a gun in their hand, right? And they're going to cover for them. It just drives me out of my mind. We'll start off. Take a listen. You got to hear this. Come on.
Thank you for having me, Martha.
You bet.
With regard to this interview today, you know, we're hearing that it was completely Hunter's decision to do the interview. Was there any discussion about it at the campaign?
No, this was absolutely Hunter's decision to do the interview. And, you know, frankly, Martha, for 3 weeks, Hunter Biden has been the focus of attacks, lies, and frankly, smears.
Are we serious here? Attacks of lies and smear. What was a lie about him taking a job with the Ukrainian gas company? What was a lie about him going to pick up money in China? Do these people live in a totally altered universe? Or have they been taught from the Clinton-Obama school of lying? You just keep denying, you keep ignoring, and eventually people will believe it.
Unsubstantiated smears by the administration, Donald Trump himself, and the Trump campaign. And so it's no surprise, frankly, that he wanted to come out today and speak for himself, and that's just what he did.
But was it discussed at all?
So I'm trying to understand, because I know they use a different dictionary than we do. I really do. I know that. So apparently, you have Joe Biden stepping up to the mic and saying, yes, I threatened the Ukrainian president and so forth and so on. I told him if he didn't fire the aide, their equivalent to their AG, that there was no money for them, that I was going to hold back over $1 billion. I mean, he spewed, you know, Joe's real good at this, by the way. This is nothing new for him. So he spewed all that, and he was pretty darn proud of it if you watched him. And she's calling it a lie. Right? I mean, seriously. Think about their dictionary.
I mean, did you personally sign off on it and say, yes, we're okay with this? And what's the campaign reaction to how it went?
Well, Martha, Hunter Biden isn't a part of the campaign. We don't book his press. We don't tell him who to interview with or how to interview. So this was completely his decision. And what we'll say is Hunter spoke with conviction today. He was strong. He was forceful. And frankly, he answered every single question thrown at him. And that's more than what we can say for Donald Trump and also Rudy Giuliani. And so our posture is this, Martha, the only
yes. See that? I love that. They're so good at that. Right? I mean, we're talking about Biden, but we're not talking about Biden. He answered every question, but he really didn't answer. If you listen to the interview, he really didn't answer every question. Just like she is not answering every question. Everything is Trump's fault. Everything, the hate that these people have, the sickness and hate that they have, should scare you. I'm not joking. I'm just serious. It should scare you because it shows you how mentally tweaked they actually are. Yeah, I'm just saying.
So we're having this conversation is because Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani injected these lies and smears into.
See this? Lies and smears. Lies and smears. There's lies and smears. Did you know there was lies and smears? There's lies. In case you didn't catch it, there's lies and smears. You're going to hear this on every station. You're going to hear people like her that are pro-Biden going to be out all over the place and talking about how this is nothing more. Remember, Billy Bob Clinton paid $800,000+ because he sexually assaulted a woman, okay? Women came up and said, it'd be women, I guess, that weren't to be believed, talked about him raping them. And Mrs. Clinton called them lies and smears. Joe Mancini, your host. Oh, no, this ain't over yet. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Joe Masini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We're having some... Well, I don't know. I'm having some fun. Some of you are probably having a heart attack at this point in time. But I'm having some fun with this because I got to tell you something. This is how the Dems are operating now. I mean, think about something. Everything that they're throwing at Trump, they are so... If it has a heartbeat, it gets a subpoena. All right. If it's been within 10 feet of Trump in the last 5 years and it has a heartbeat, it gets a subpoena. I mean, these people are doing all kinds of crazy stuff. It's almost like we know at some point in time you did something wrong somewhere in some way, and we're going to go through every piece of your life till we actually find something to get you with. And if you don't believe it, then you know what? I don't know. I mean, maybe your head's been in the sand for the last 20 years. Maybe you've been in a coma. And I apologize in that case.
But you look at what these people are doing. You look at what Hillary, Bill, Eric Holder, I can go down the whole list. You look at what they got away with and the laws that they broke. And you, some of my friends that I know listen to the show, I am so disappointed in you. And I know you don't care. But you accept it from your own. And you want to hang Republicans for it. You're not an American. You may be a Democrat. But you sure as heck aren't an American. And you're not honest. All right? Billy Bob Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, who I know many of my friends, Democrat friends, voted for because she did so much for women. All she did was put women down. She allowed her husband to take advantage of them, and she didn't care. And you guys still voted for her. So you know what? So when you call Trump or any one of those people a womanizer, you're a farce. You're not real. You accept it from one, you accept it from everybody. It's really that simple. Anyway, we're playing a clip from Martha McCollum's show. And she's from my part of the woods. She's from Massachusetts. And it's Simon Sanders. She's a Biden senior advisor. And the questions, you know, we're trying to find out what's going on with Biden and what's happening. And Martha's doing a very good job at asking her these. She's not answering any of them. Because every one of her responses starts off with, well, you know Trump, and that Trump did, and we need to be looking at Trump. No. What Joe Biden openly admitted to was wrong. He openly admitted to doing something wrong, and the son did too. Joe Biden said he never talked to his son about anything that went on in Ukraine. His son said, yes, we did. So somebody's lying. Ugh. All right. Here we go.
The atmosphere. And you know why they did it? Because Donald Trump is terrified of facing Vice President Biden in a general election.
Let me put something out for you people. President Trump is afraid of no one, especially Uncle Joe. The guy won't even remember what stage he's on once he's up there for 7 minutes. I mean, seriously, calling Cory Booker president? I mean, come on, give me a break. I don't know what drugs they're giving him lately or the fact. I mean, I can't wait to see what happens in the Democrat debate. This ought to be really good. Let's see if you remember what city he was in.
We're going to talk about that as well. I want to ask you about this question, which I thought was very interesting from Amy Robach, which is sort of a big picture. You know, this is what disturbs people about the way politics and big money tend to work. Watch this.
What do you say to people who believe this is exactly why people hate Washington? A vice president's son can make money in countries where your father is doing official government.
By the way, well, I don't know what to tell you. I made a mistake in retrospect as it relates.
He made a mistake. See, he's saying he made a mistake. But Simon Sanders, she says no. No, well, actually, I think it's Simone. Sorry. She says that everything was cool. Everything above board. No problem.
Creating any perception that was wrong.
He says, who says this? Is there an out of...
I mean, she's going to ask the question, is he out of touch with reality? They're all out of touch reality. All 11... Did all 12 of them make it up on stage tonight?
I don't know.
Tulsi Gabbard. I know they can't stand her. She was there? Okay, good then. So all 12 of them, or 13 of them that were up on stage tonight, they are all out of touch with reality. I mean, I got to tell you something. You want Elizabeth Warren, you might have just don't even take a paycheck. Go to work because it's all going to be gone anyhow.
Touchness in that answer that, you know, people don't understand that when there's that, he said, you know, there's a lot that never would have happened in my life if my name hadn't been Biden. I probably wouldn't have gotten this job.
How come he didn't call it white privilege? I'm asking for a friend.
If I hadn't been a Biden, what does he not understand about the questions and concerns about that?
Well, Martha, I do believe, actually, I saw some criticism online about this from Donald Trump Jr., of all people.
Right. See? I'm not going to answer the question that you know, the Bidens have no clues of what's going on. They don't know what's going on around them. They don't know why people are upset. I'm not going to answer that because it'll make us look bad. But let's talk about Donald Trump Jr., because that was your question, wasn't it?
Who was obviously a bastion of ethics that we should all look to as an example. I'll say this. In a Biden White House, unlike in a Trump White House, Vice President Biden's children will not have offices in the West Wing. Vice President Biden's children will not sit in, nor his family members will sit in. Well, they won't sit in on cabinet meetings as though they are high-ranking government officials, and they will not have any foreign business dealings. So that is the commitment that Vice President Biden has made. That's frankly a commitment that was upheld in the Obama-Biden White House. And
if it was upheld in the Obama-Biden White House, then why are we talking about why the kids were getting paid high dollars in the Obama-Biden White House? I'm not understanding.
That's what we continue to do if elected president. That's more than, way more than we can say for Donald Trump and how he's running his administration. And if we really want to talk about corruption, Martha, if you really want to talk about the swamp, look no further than 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to...
Right, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, yes, no question about it.
The Trump administration. Right now, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, is going to a podium somewhere to speak from the House about what the House Democrats and the House across the board is planning to do.
Yes, and the bunch of cowards, first of all, they talk about being the group that's the rule of law. No, they're not. It's a line of BS, and most people don't really understand it. First of all, yes, there is precedent. Yes, they're supposed to vote on doing an impeachment investigation, but they decided not to because, look, one thing Nancy is not an idiot. Let's just be clear about this. She is a seasoned politician, one of the most powerful people in this country. She knows what she's doing. She is not going to take a vote because there'll be a whole bunch of Congress people that'll be packing their bags shortly after that vote because they know they're done with. Let's start off there, right? She came out today after this interview and she said, yeah, we're not going to take a vote right now, which she should have continued on with because we're a bunch of cowards and we know what it will do. All right, so again, same old D.C. politics. Nothing has changed. And the reason they hate Donald Trump so much, there's no question about it. He doesn't play by their rules, okay? And I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats, something the Democrats will never do. I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. You know, recently I've been doing a whole expose or a whole bunch of stories on a local congressional congressperson here that we have. And I've got proof that media covers for her. I have text messages to prove that media covered for her. And this is how they operate. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Be
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Once again, the Democratic presidential candidates are having a debate. One of the topics was the conflict in Syria and how that affects foreign relations. Secretary Julian Castro.
You know, I also want people to thank the folks this week that saw those images of ISIS prisoners running free, to think about how absurd it is that this president is caging kids on the border and effectively letting ISIS prisoners run free.
Also responding, Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
What this president has done shows that American leadership shapes the behavior of our allies, or sometimes allies too. Remember, the problem right now is not just that with our competitors. And, for example, a place like China, the people of Hong Kong rise up for democracy and don't get a peep of support from the president. It's not just the behavior of adversaries like Russia, but our one-time allies.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, if your station, local station, doesn't carry the show, pick up the phone. You know, some of you still have it. You have it in your hand, actually. Pick up your phone, call the local radio station, say, why aren't you carrying the Real Side? I don't understand what your problem is. And if you don't get the answer you're looking for, call me. Let me know about it, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But in the interim, we did a lot of work to put together an Apple and Android app, all right, that you can get pulled out on your phone. You can watch the show. You can chat while the show's live with other people listening and watching. We're a wonderful little family here at The Real Side. So really, seriously, our stories are up there. There's so much you can do with that. And if you want to get notified by text, it's real simple. Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Senior Biden advisor Simone Sanders she was brought on to Martha McCallum's show to not defend, but discuss what Hunter Biden had done and what was going on and about his early morning, interview. Although she couldn't say anything about Hunter. Apparently she doesn't know anything about him. The way she's speaking, she doesn't even know that he's Joe Biden's son. So here's, I knew this was going to happen. I didn't plan to spend a whole hour on this, but I can't let it go.
In terms of this impeachment inquiry, and Donald Trump is engulfed in the scandal of his own making, Martha, because he stood on the White House lawn and asked foreign governments to interfere in our elections.
Interfere in our elections, right. Because he said, look, if you have any corruption, if you have any proof, then you need to bring it forward. You need to show it what it was. And matter of fact, think about something. If he's as guilty as they say he is, if he enlisted the Ukrainians and or the Russians to interfere, why the heck would he want them to go and do an investigation of the election in 2016? He'd have to be more than out of his mind. He'd have to be smoking so much crack that he didn't know it was the president. I mean, come on. The stuff that you say, it's amazingly ignorant.
to the White House in the next block. To the White House in the next block, all about that. I'm sure the White House would take exception to a lot of what you just said, but I'll let them take.
It's just delicious, as some groups would say. She's talking about Trump as being corrupt, a man who has lost $1 billion while he's been in office, and yet, the guy that she loves, their Lord and Savior, Barack Obama, who said there's no reason for any human being to have more than $3 million, who just bought a 14, I don't, maybe he does not account. I mean, look at how much he added to the deficit. Maybe he does not account. I don't know. Just bought a $14 million mansion right on the ocean that should engulf his house, according to, within 12 years. I mean, this is their logic. I'm just using their words, not mine. And yet, this is okay. There was nothing going on there. Nothing going on with Eric Holder. Nothing going on with, Billy Bob Clinton meeting with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac. All these things were perfectly normal, okay, above board. Nothing to write home about, right? They had no scandals. Listen to them. They all run around saying that they had no scandals. I'm sure that makes the families of the four men killed in Benghazi feel very comfortable, very much at home.
Take that on themselves, and we're going to talk about some of that in the next block, as I said. With regard to this coming from the Biden campaign, a story in Bloomberg, Biden camp warns rivals off attacks on his family in the Ohio debate, saying that no one who calls themselves a Democrat should bring up these discredited lies about Biden and his son. They would be making a profound statement about themselves.
Profound lies. What lies are those? That Biden Jr. got on Air Force Two, went to China, basically picked up a deal for $1.5 billion. That wasn't a lie. That's a true statement. They admit to it. And that Joe Biden himself basically threatened the Ukrainian president that he wouldn't get any money until he fired the guy investigating his son. That wasn't a lie. He admitted to it. He felt mafia-esque over it. So I don't know what they're talking about when they talk about these lies.
Have you guys passed that message along? Because, three of the opponents who are going to be up there tonight, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Beto O'Rourke, have all said that they would never allow a family member to have the kind of arrangement sitting on boards in Ukraine and China, two countries that the vice president was in charge of overseeing relationships with. They've all said that they don't like that. So the chances that they're going to bring it up, I'm thinking, are pretty good.
Well, Martha, what we have heard, we're grateful for great Democrats like Pete Buttigieg and Cory Booker
Listen to her answer carefully. Right? Martha's just looking for, what are you going to do about these people that may come out, they may say something, that may call Joe out?
Senator Harris Senator Harris, who said, look, everybody needs to leave Joe Biden alone and don't use this as a distraction. Cory Booker, who noted, if you want to get to Joe Biden on this, you're going to have to come through me.
That was Spartacus, wasn't it? Who wants to go against Spartacus? Nobody I know.
Mayor Buttigieg, who said just last week, last Sunday, that these were unfounded, unsubstantiated smears.
Yeah, well, all three of them said, the three that I mentioned all said they would never have allowed their son to have this kind of position.
So our point, Martha, if people want to talk about corruption again, you can look at the Trump administration.
1600 Pennsylvania Ave. 1600 Pennsylvania Ave. Trump. I mean, this is all they got. This is all they got. It sounds like a little wind-up annoying toy that you bought your kid for Christmas and you didn't realize till afterward it was so annoying. Well, this is her. This is protect Joe Biden. It's the same thing they did with Hillary Clinton. Protect him and protect her at any cost. Same thing they did with Barack Obama. Protect him at any cost. Call people racist if they say anything about him. This is their game plan. You know why they do this? Because they got nothing else. They have nothing else to stand out. Look at the Republicans have a lot of faults, too. But here, what's going on here, they can't even admit. The guy that did it says he did it. The other guy, the son of the guy that did it, says, yeah, it was a bad choice. And she's there going, no, there's nothing wrong here. I'm telling you, they're very ill people.
administration, we've been clear about what our policy would be in a Biden White House. There's no.
But it wasn't that policy in a Biden Vice President.
Go get him, Martha. I love you.
See, is the question. So, I mean, what changed, I guess? Why,
Martha,
why would it be different now?
There was a policy. Martha, I want to be really clear. The conversation you and I are having right now is the conversation Donald Trump wants us to have, and frankly, the conversation Donald Trump hopes Democrats...
No, it's actually, it's the conversation you don't want to have. It's the conversation Biden doesn't want to have. All the news outlets have been caught, and they said it. They've come out and said, CNN said, we're not going to talk about the negativity behind Joe Biden. I'm sorry. Aren't they a new... Well, we know they're not really a news outlet, but aren't they a news outlet? Aren't they supposed to be laying it out there? But they said, we're not going to talk about it. Why, Joe is? Why wouldn't you talk about it?
Have on that stage tonight. So to answer your original question, we hope that Democrats don't take the bait. This should be a substantive conversation about the issues. What's going on in Syria right now? President Trump endangering our national security interests and abandoning our allies. That's what we plan to talk about.
Abandoning our allies. Not really. Maybe you should get off the talking point, Simone, and maybe you should do a little of your own homework. What do you think?
Tonight, if now other campaigns are going to have to make calculations.
I understand
think it's a great calculation.
Well, we're covering Syria tonight. We're covering impeachment.
See, they won't answer the question. They will tell you, and I love this when I see them do an interview sometimes. The commentator, like Martha, will ask a question, and they'll say, the real issue here, and they go in a different direction. You got to listen to them because they don't want to. They know it doesn't look good. They know it's not right. This is, to me, with what they're doing right now, this is like a cleanup from what difference does it make? Remember that one?
Tonight we're covering all of those stories out there. But the fact is that Hunter Biden went out there and made a big splash this morning with an interview. So it's pretty tough to avoid the questions about it tonight in that debate. Do you wish that he didn't do it this morning and maybe did it tomorrow or the next day?
Martha, Hunter Biden said, and I'm sorry, it was a little hard to hear you, but I'll say Hunter Biden said today and answered every single question. He's a private citizen.
See, I'm telling you, they use a different dictionary. They must be using, you know, for those of you who remember this, they've got to be using like Funk and Wagnalls dictionary, right? Because nothing ever means what it means. We used to joke about this years ago on the show. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches were racist. Why? Because they were purple and brown? I mean, grape colored and brown. I mean, why? They've made these words of no effect anymore. They can't even, listen, they can't even decide on the gender stuff. This is even funnier. Because last year when they had homecoming queen or homecoming king or homecoming something, you're not going to know the answer to this unless you come back, because we'll talk about it in the next break. Show them a scene to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and long and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
It don't get any better than this, people. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Tell me where I am wrong. Seriously, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Most of you won't call because you'll tell me you're right, and that's kind of boring. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Listen, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged, which means you have to pay attention. If you don't pay attention, not just to me, there's other good ones out there, too. You notice how I said other good ones out there, too. But you got to pay attention and get informed. Don't be a victim of the last tweet. Don't be a victim of the last Facebook meme or whatever it is. Get engaged. Get involved. Get informed so you're not like them. All right. We're listening to senior advisor to the Biden campaign, Simone Sanders. And, you know, there's a show here in Los Angeles, and the two hosts, they call people like this spokesholes. Because it's just a big hole of information, and all they do is spew a lot of garbage. This woman has not answered one question about Hunter Biden. Not one. All right, she keeps, every time she's asked a question about what Hunter Biden and Joe, you know, Sleepy Joe, Uncle Joe did, she goes to Trump. You want to see real corruption? You want to see who's really, then she just takes it back to Trump. Answer the question. Just answer the question. It's really that, well, maybe it's not so simple for her. Anyway, take a listen.
He didn't have to say anything, but you know,
no, but I was just asking you, I'm sorry if you couldn't hear me. I'm asking you about the timing. Do you wish that that interview had not aired this morning?
It's a simple question, right? All she has to say is, you know what? We don't schedule his time. And I guess from a strategic standpoint, yes, I wish it didn't, or he's allowed to do what he wants, and move on. Don't keep taking, she keeps taking it back to Trump. The question's really simple. Do you want chocolate or vanilla ice cream? Well, you know what Trump would do? He would have two scoops. Like, really? Are you guys that demented? Is Trump derangement syndrome that real? That it's sending you into a tizzy and giving you hives? Because if that's the case, the problem is in him. Look in the mirror.
Is it inconvenient with the debate tonight, making it top of mind for so many
Martha.
People?
Now, listen, she's laughing at Martha. Martha's asking her a simple question. There's nothing wrong with the question. It's not asinine, not crazy. It's not out of bounds, if you would. And she's actually laughing at her.
Martha, fair question. For 3 weeks, though, for 3 weeks, Hunter Biden has been the subject of attacks from Donald Trump, his campaign, and his henchmen and his cronies. And so,
right. And nobody has said a word at ABC, CBS, NBC, ABC, DEFG. None of them have had anything to say about it. Because everything Biden did, can you imagine, again, I know you guys have heard this a million times. Can you imagine if Trump Jr. did this? If Trump Jr. hopped on a plane with Melania because she was headed over past China or whatever, and they stopped in to pick up a $1.5 billion contract, can you imagine? They won't be honest about it.
It's no surprise, frankly, that Hunter Biden wanted to come out and defend himself. His statement stands for himself, and frankly...
No, actually, here's the thing. I've been in politics long enough to know something. When you wait this long to respond, okay, when all this stuff is coming, you're working on the lie. You're working on the story. You're working on the backstory. I know it. I know people have done it. I've been at it long enough to know people have done it. Right? Sometimes they don't respond right away because they figure it's going to die down and whoosh, not a problem. But if you've done everything above board, if there hasn't been a problem, you do what Trump did when it came to putting out the transcript of the phone call. You know, this is, I get a kick out of this. You have to listen to Shifty Shifts. I might play this for you on Thursday. But, you know, in one area he's saying, well, we don't have to listen to the whistleblower because Donald Trump already put the transcript out there, so we know it's there. And just a couple of days ago, he was talking about how they had to protect the whistleblower because he exposed information that they didn't have. Well, either you have it or you don't. Can somebody should check Schiff's medication bottle and make sure he's actually taking his pills every day.
We're proud that he spoke with conviction this morning.
Right,
tonight
so,
on the debate
so you stand
stage,
by that decision to do it today.
Tonight.
See how easy that was? Martha, yeah, so you're good with him. Good, all right.
Tonight on the debate, Martha, we don't book his press. I think you're looking for me to say something that I don't have anything for you.
That's fine.
We don't book Hunter Biden.
No, we're just looking for you to answer the question.
He has his right to come out and defend himself, Martha, because Donald Trump is scared. He is scared of facing Vice President Biden in a general election. And so we're not going to play Donald Trump's game. Okay. We are not going to, again, allow these...
Yeah. Soon as, I mean, can you see Trump ripping Biden up with his comments on how China's no threat? Remember that? They can't overtake us. Remember all those comments that he made about it? All those things that weren't happening? He reminds me of John Kerry. Remember when the bombs were going off behind him? And he's sitting there and he's talking about how Iran would never invade? What's that noise? You're doing what? It was great.
Substantiated lies and these smears to go unchecked. But we're also not going to allow this to consume our campaign.
All
and
right.
So tonight on the debate stage, you can expect Vice President Biden to talk about all the issues. He's going to take all the questions.
Well, we'll be watching.
That's what he's done in previous debates.
I know,
and that's
said
what he plans
he
to
felt
do
that he's got to be more aggressive tonight, so we'll be watching.
Yeah, he's got to be more aggressive. He's got to be awake and alert, and somebody needs to make sure he gets his medication right. This is craziness. And this is how they think. This is how they operate on a regular basis. And it isn't people ain't going to stop anytime soon. I got to tell you something. I mean, they're so... during one of the breaks, I was looking through some news sources. And one of the things that popped up, and I'm not going to go into it tonight, but one of the things that popped up, what happened to Epstein? I mean, I know he died, right? He he hung himself, right? And where's the money? Where's his massive fortune? Where's it going? Why aren't the people that were involved, man, I mean, don't the Democrats and those Hollywood types, don't they really care about those women that were taken advantage of? Because I would be looking into every person that was logged into the, you know, flight plans, or the logs or whatever they have. I would be looking into every one of those people. But somehow that stopped. Did, and maybe it's being done behind the scenes. I don't know. I don't have any friends there that are going to tell me one way or the other. But maybe there's such powerful people behind this. They're keeping the investigation from going on. A week or two before, apparently, before he did himself in, he put the money in the trust. He put the big valuables in the trust. Which is just amazing to me that we're gonna allow him to, you know, if you did that with the IRS, if you moved a bulk of money before you were going to like IRS court or something along those lines, right, they would reverse the whole deal, wouldn't they? Anyway, if you want to see a group of people playing like really like rats, it's exactly what the Democrats are doing right now. If they have such a great product, you don't have to lie. You don't have to play games. Just put it out there on the table and let people decide. I understand tonight. I didn't see it, obviously. But the whole forum, the whole debate. I don't want to. You can't call it a debate. They ask them questions. They answer the questions. Sometimes they respond to each other, but it's not really a debate. But Biden and Warren both were skirting questions over the Ukraine controversy. And then Medicare for All. I mean, boy, is she, you know, she's done. When it comes to Warren having to deal with that, she can't tell you where the money's coming from. Right? If you listen to her, she skirts it every time they ask her. How are you going to pay for it? Well, we'll look at taxes. What kind of tax? You cannot. Medicare for All, you cannot pay. She even has commented in the past about single payer. Do you know what single payer is? So anyway, tonight I'm, you know, getting bits and pieces, obviously, from this. But she came under attack from everybody up there. See, it's really funny. You can always tell who they're afraid of and who's kind of in the lead. So they went after Warren and Biden. I personally, my personal opinion, Sanders is done. He's not going to be able to keep up. His money raising is really pulled back a lot. I know he gets a lot of smaller donations, but he's not going to be able to keep up. And God forbid, I mean this sincerely because I don't want anybody to die over this, if he did get the nomination and he had to keep up with Trump, he'd be a dead man. They'd be wheeling him out like a Bernie's week, you know, weekend at Bernie's or whatever it is. They'd have him strapped to a two-wheeler somewhere. There's no way he can do it. Look already. He isn't actually in the real campaign and he had a heart attack. All the 12 Democrats on stage backed the ongoing impeachment inquiry. But there isn't one. Remember? The party of law and order? These guys? The ones that actually... It smoked enough crack to look and say that President Trump is not following the law. He's the one that's doing things illegally. These same people are fine with the impeachment inquiry without doing it the right way. Hey, I'm Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me when you comment in the chat room or on Facebook or by text or whatever it is. Remember, tell your friends, your loved ones, especially your unloved ones about the show. Let's make them a little crazy. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back
with me tomorrow.